Eye on the Arctic, views from the north, I'm Elish Quinn. Now, the challenges of delivering health care to remote northern communities is something faced by people around the circumpolar world. And wherever these communities are located, it's often nursing that makes up the backbone of the system. The Innovative Learning Institute for Circumpolar Health, organized through the University of the Arctic, is winding up today in the Canadian city of Saskatoon, Saskatchewan. And it's a gathering that's brought together nursing students and teachers from all over the north to talk about how best to face some of these challenges. Joining me today to tell us all about it is Heather Exner-Perot. She's one of the conference organizers, and her name will be very familiar to our regular listeners and internet followers. She's also an Eye on the Arctic blogger, and she joins me on the line today from Saskatoon. Heather Exner-Perot, hello.
Hello, good morning.
Now, just to give us a little context before we get into sort of the meat of the conference, tell us exactly who's involved, where they're from, and about how many people are involved.
Sure. So we have a network through the University of the Arctic called Northern Nursing Education, and there's about 12 institutions around the Circumpolar North who offer nursing in kind of northern rural locations, not just on regular campuses, but kind of more accessible for rural students. Anyway, so we put out the call of anyone who was interested, who wanted to come today, and we got interest from Greenland, Finland, Yakutsk in Russia, Norway, northern Norway, and also northern BC, northern Saskatchewan, and northern Manitoba. Oh, and I can't forget Iceland.
That's a huge, diverse group.
Mm-hmm, it is. Yeah, well, I mean, there are definitely many differences, but I think the purpose of the Institute was to learn about the similarities also between their respective northern communities.
And from what I understand, this has been going on since August the 2nd. So, you know, it's a good amount of time. Break down for us some of the main themes that were explored or some of the main areas that people were discussing.
Sure. Well, we started out with some lectures in Saskatoon. All of the students are nursing students, mostly in their last year of nursing before they go on to become registered nurses in their communities. They all plan to work and live in the north. So, you know, we covered some, you know, kind of basic health elements in the first week. Things, you know, foot care. People wouldn't think of foot care, but where there's a lot of diabetes, that's actually very important in out in communities. Tuberculosis, HIV, oral health care, lots of dental problems in many communities as well. So kind of more specific health topics and lecture-based leadership as well. And in the second week, we did a nice tour, just got back late last night, so I'm a little tired this morning, but we went up to four different communities in northern Saskatchewan. And northern Saskatchewan has a very high Indigenous population, 86%, about 40,000 people, in an area about the size of France. So we certainly did our share of driving.
The challenges, the distance, the, you know, working in the Indigenous communities, that's something that's similar in many Arctic regions. But I also imagine there's lots of differences. You know, what sort of discussions did you see where there was maybe something that some group could learn from another, or certain areas where there were best practices that might be applicable to other regions?
Right. I think something that united all the students was, you know, thinking about, you know, childhood, kind of not illnesses, but childhood wellness and prevention and parenting and opportunities for that. And that was common. Everyone was working on that. Everyone wanted to see that. The things that were different, you know, really separated Canada and Greenland and Russia from Iceland and Finland and Norway, where, you know, simply the development is much higher. The roads, you know, they, as one of our Norwegian students from Alta said, she thought her roads were bad. But after driving to one particular community, it was raining. It's a gravel road for about 250 kilometers. You know, we were passing out gravel. They're all nursing students, so everyone had gravel in their purses and their bags. You know, they, you almost really have to do it. And we just went in once. So I don't mean to say that we know all about the community or anything, but to drive that, and then to appreciate if it was an ambulance or to get, you know, for a doctor's appointment, or you know, to come down, you know, all sorts of things that some people have to do on a daily basis or three times a week or once a month even. You know, it really hit home with the students. What are challenges to access in northern Saskatchewan?
And, you know, spending so much time with these people, was there any interesting exchanges that stood out for you or any discussions that you saw that got going that made you think, oh, yeah, maybe that's something we should be looking at or thinking about for future conferences?
Yeah, well, we went to four different communities, and I mean, the hospitality couldn't have been more generous, more exceptional.
From the communities.
I hope the students, you know, appreciate, you know, we didn't necessarily earn it. We, you know, we had some contacts and we showed up there, but they had community feasts. They had caught, you know, fish for us, explicitly for us, picked berries explicitly for us, picked wild rice explicitly for us. You know, we had six kinds of bannocks. They're all bannock connoisseurs by now. And sharing personal stories. And, I mean, there was incredible experiences everywhere, but I think, you know, we went to one community, Pine House, and actually on the CBC in 1979, they had done a documentary on Pine House, kind of as an example of the Indian problem, and the Indian problem with alcohol in particular. And the community showed us that video to show us how far they had come, that in 35 years that there was hope, that there was an opportunity for change. And their message was very much that, you know, communities have to do this, that, you know, maybe we mislead or they've been misled to think, you know, the government will fix this or some outsider will fix this or the university will fix this. And they, you know, their philosophy very much right now is they're not waiting for anyone to fix it. They have to fix it themselves. And they shared that message. They said to the nurses, you know, that it translates to healthcare. Never go in thinking as a nurse that you're going to fix somebody, but you're there to help somebody fix themselves.
That's a powerful message.
It was.
Just focusing on Canada for a moment, I mean, anyone who's involved in the North hears, you know, the incredible challenges faced in northern communities when it comes to healthcare, even a lack of Indigenous healthcare providers that speak the language. But I wanted to ask you, as someone who's been involved with this so closely, are there any areas of Canada where on a policy level you think things are being done right, or there's places where we're moving in a direction that you think maybe the rest of the country should be paying more attention to?
I don't think, you know, that there's a region, a northern province or a territory that has it all figured out. And I think what, you know, because we've traveled to four different communities, some are First Nations, some are Reserve, you know, some are, you know, a larger town, villages, some are Métis communities, you know, so they're diverse in themselves, even though, you know, you think, oh, northern Saskatchewan, from the outside, you would think it was the same, but they were very diverse. And I think what we saw was that it's very community-based. And, you know, that was, they said, one of the strengths of being in remote northern communities is that you are isolated in a way, but that means that the community is so strong because everybody knows each other. You're in it together, you know, there is a stronger community bond because in some ways you only have yourselves, or you mostly have yourselves. And so there were some communities that were, you know, doing really well. And it was led by the community, not by, you know, the healthcare region or the province or the territory. And so that was interesting to me. And I think, you know, really a lesson of the way that we talk about development and healthcare and things that we do is if, again, that the government has the solutions or will come in or more money will help or more money will solve things. And really it was people, you know, decided to come together, have a vision collectively, and come to a consensus that, you know, they're just not going to tolerate alcohol and drugs and poverty and unemployment, and that they're going to work together to you know, to do better for themselves and for their kids.
And Heather Exner-Perot, for anyone that's listening to this that wants to read more about it, is there a website or a place that they can go online to get more information?
Yeah, well, we do have a little website, www.northernnursingeducation.com, but we have some great photos. So if people want to check it out in about a week, we have just incredible photos. And, of course, everyone has their iPhone cameras out, you know, all the time. So we probably have a couple hundred between the 15 of us. But, yes, so this is, you know, we actually piloted last year. We had two of our Northern Saskatchewan students go to Yakutsk last year kind of as a pilot. And next year it'll be in Norway, and the year after that in Finland. So this is kind of just the beginning of kind of this intercultural circumpolar north-to-north kind of exchange. And we're very happy to be supporting these northern nursing students, really supporting capacity for the community in the community. They're all looking forward to going back and practicing, and we'll take the lessons they learn from each other back with them.
Heather Exner-Perot, thank you so much for joining us today to tell us about it.
Thanks.